Hello and welcome to this edition of the Talking Data Podcast. I'm Jack Vaughn, speaking for Search Data Management, and I have just gotten back from a trip to San Jose, California, where I was able to cover the DataWorks 2018 Summit. That's a show that's largely backed by the independent Hadoop distribution provider, Hortonworks. In our coverage just before the show, we talked about the issue and the news around the cloud in Hortonworks and Hadoop. Since the first days when the distributed file system and its associated MapReduce data engine came about, there's been a lot of changes. Of course, Spark now is as big or bigger part of Hadoop as MapReduce is. Machine learning has come on as a major use case for the big data analytics that Hortonworks seeks to provide, that, of course, other Hadoop independent vendors such as Cloudera and MapR seek to provide. And they're all adapting to the cloud. Hortonworks certainly had news in this regard. Just before the show or the first day of the show, Hortonworks said that it would support Google Cloud Storage. They have standing deals with Google, and as well, of course, with Microsoft and IBM, both considerable deals, and Amazon, the cloud leader. But the support for the storage format for Google is an important one. More and more, it's not HDFS that's at the base of at least the cloud versions of Hadoop Big Data. It is often the object storage that is less expensive, but although not quite as performant. We follow that up with some coverage from the show about Data Lake. While a lot of the energy around big data today has to do with clouds, has to do with machine learning, there's a considerable amount of blocking and tackling going on with data lakes, which were certainly a primary topic of conversation a couple of years ago at the Hadoop Summit, which was the predecessor to the DataWorks Summit. What we found as we wandered the show floor, the exhibit hall, the sessions, and the halls, was that people are working to make data lakes, to refine them, if you will, to add curation and make them work in terms of people being able to interactively query amongst business analysts for results from the data lakes. When you get down to having a certain size of data complement, a certain type of processing, a certain number of users, and certain types of data, there can be some gotchas, and it's sort of like the finished carpentry that goes on after a big architecture has been built. Part of that build-out has to do with data governance, and certainly GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation from Europe, has changed some of the tenor of the conversation around big data, and the kind of tools that are being applied in data lakes now include tools that control access, that identify data types, and that keep a lineage of tagged, curated data through the course of the data life cycle. I had a chance to speak with some analysts at the event. First of all, Doug Henschen, who is an analyst for Constellation Research, and his discussion was around data services, governance, GDPR, quite a few other issues. He mentions that, well, there's something on the order of apple pie these days, something that everyone salutes to, but it does, as he says, turn into some new product tactics and for both the sellers and the buyers in big data. I'm with Doug Henschen of Constellation Research at the press room of the DataWorks Summit. So among a lot of interesting things, we see the company making a push on something called data plane services. And Doug, it seems to me behind this, there's admission that data governance is going to become a bigger part of big data, and to some extent that's driven by GDPR, but it's always been there that data lakes have had to be tagged and so forth, at least increasingly over the recent years. How do you see this trending for big data?
Well, I don't think it's just a big data. I think it's an all data issue. And GDPR is setting forth need for solid governance, lineage tracking, things that have been talked about and that were, godmotherhood and apple pie, but weren't necessarily practiced or enforced at companies. You know, I think GDPR is a good thing. It's going to force companies to clean up their data, to create a more transparent data management regime, data mm-hmm. management architectures. And I would expect similar policies, or at least maybe not to the letter of enforcement and penalties, but similar in theme to what we're seeing in the EU imposed here in the U.S., particularly after you've seen all the controversies this year with Facebook and other big companies on the use of data.
Is it slowing down the move to big data, or just changing the tenor of discussion? Is it causing more data preparation earlier on in cycles?
Well, I think what you see is companies replatforming. That's the buzz. Companies are understanding that they need sort of a next generation data infrastructure. And the push with GDPR has gotten people thinking more and more about the governance aspects of that. So as they're replatforming, they have an increased eye towards data governance, data lineage, access control, security, all of these good things that we've long required but haven't necessarily nailed. So you see this Hortonworks push on data plane is this effort to bring this data governance, access control, security, lineage capabilities across all data that companies have. You know, whether companies are going to choose Hortonworks as the company that they draw on services to bring that sort of governance layer across all their data assets, that remains to be seen. But it's a common push now for companies to look for that across all their data assets.
Well, Doug, thanks. I appreciate being able to talk to you on the phone, in the Twitter sphere, and email. So it's nice to see you here today.
Nice to see you.
The refinement of the data lake data will continue. Part of that will be about better governance. Knowing where your data is and where it came from, increasingly, that's where it's at. As Doug Henschens tells us, it's not just about big data, it's about all kinds of data now. And that was at least one of the takeaways from the DataWorks Summit. Applying controls to big data is a growing focus for the implementers. I'd like to say thanks again to Doug Henschens. This is Jack Vaughn, also thanking you for joining us on this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.